This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The typical album by the DJ known as Diplo is part club music mashup, part pop music forecast. Case in point. That's a style known as bubblin', born in the clubs of Holland. When Diplo heard it, he took the sound as inspiration and added other flavors to make this club single. But he wasn't done yet. He then took that single's DNA and used it to produce a hit song for pop superstar Beyoncé. Over the last few years, Diplo has made a name for himself as a tastemaker, traveling the world in search of interesting sounds and helping to make them popular. His latest collection of songs is called Express Yourself. And when he visited our New York studios, we got to ask, how does he find this stuff?
Most times the promoters that bring me to places like Baltimore, Texas, you know, wherever I might go, they'll be like, oh, I want to show you what we have here. This is what we're doing here. Because I was always that guy that was, you know, the purveyor of the interesting sounds and the weird stuff that was in the different corners of the country. And I expanded that into like going to places like Brazil and looking at music, or Argentina or China or Japan, wherever it is. I'm just fascinated by the local music scenes, for sure. As a DJ, it's my job to break new music. And instead of it just being the stuff that's coming from the major labels or the big pop records, I've always gravitated to something that's just different, you know? I'm really influenced by what overall's out there and how exciting it could be to introduce these kind of sounds to different people.
This latest release features the sound of New Orleans bounce music, right, which has been around for a little while, and it sort of has a call and response element to it. Can you describe what this music sounds like and what drew you to it?
Bounce music has been around for 20 years. When it first came out, it was New Orleans' take on hip-hop. It was very electronic. They were always sampled 808 drums. It's, like you said, call and response in a way. You have, like, an MC, a host, saying something, and it's usually for a live performance. They'll play like a backing track and they'll scream and hype the crowd up.
This song we're listening to is called Express Yourself, and it features the artist Nikki DeB. Listen to a little bit of it.
When I started making this song, I wanted to use like a dubstep synth that's like this wow, 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 which is, it sounds like a guitar. I just kind of put it in there as a choppy, grimy sound, and I want to make something that sounds really electric and crazy. And I sampled this, and then I started to build the beat around it. When I recorded Nikki the beat, his vocals in my friend's bedroom, it didn't have a beat. I just had a tempo, like a clap. So you have the clap, it's like bounce music always has a clap throughout the whole record. It's on the one beat. And I recorded him doing all these vocals. He just screamed for 10 minutes over just a clap. It took me like a week to go through all the vocals and find like a coherent song in it. And the hook, Express Yourself, he just kind of threw that out there. I was like, wow, this is great. It's a perfect hook. Express yourself, release and go. Attack the flow and work it low. Express yourself,
release and go. Attack the flow and work it low. Express yourself, release and go. I've seen you described as a DJ, as a curator, also as a middleman, that essentially you carry these sounds from these places to top 40 artists like Beyoncé or No Doubt. What do you describe your work as? I mean, how do you feel about that label?
You know, I never thought I would be producing like Beyoncé or Usher or No Doubt. I don't know. I guess I've been the kind of the guy that's out there looking for the music. I want to let people hear this music. I want people to like listen to something like Express Yourself and just dance to it, not have to think about why it's interesting or what it is. I want it to just reach them immediately.
So what is it like for you when people level this criticism that you are crossing that line between sampling and taking, or somehow taking things from these cultures and becoming the face of it?
I think, you know, that's been an argument and a controversy for me since I started, since before I had any press. You know, there are opportunities that I have because I'm a white dude, and it's controversial because that's just the way that the world we live in.
Advantages,
is,
you mean, compared to the artist who you encounter.
Exactly. Like, if I go to Brazil and I'm working with a Brazilian artist, a lot of these young kids from the favelas, they don't even think about leaving the favela, let alone going outside of Brazil or going to do a show somewhere. You know, getting visas for artists in Brazil was such a big challenge for me when I first started touring with a lot of the guys. It's even apparent in Jamaica. When I work with a lot of Jamaican artists, a lot of these guys aren't able to travel outside of Jamaica. The focus shifts on me because I'm the kind of the, an easy guy to write about, and I'm also an easy target for some criticism. But, you know, I've just been making music, and I've been positive. You're not going to find an artist that I've ever collaborated with that has some kind of feelings about me, you know? That's what I care about, is the people that I work with and representing them and helping to make their music apparent for the rest of the world.
Up is not against the law. When a gal face a press against me jaw,
but look at gal white.
You can say you can't, gal get text straight. You say you're right.
Pan him like Alice, my eyes are destra. Cool bum, take him when you feel the text ma. Me know that she worth every dime. If she chat to the wife, me a pay and give her extra bus a wife.
Is there another song on the album that you can give us a sort of breakdown of the elements of?
So another record called Set It Off that's on there. The genre I'm using is called Moombaton.
And explain sort of, where Moombaton comes from and what it is.
Moombaton is a genre of music that this kid, Dave Nada, from D.C., started. And Dave started slowing down house records. He kind of made them sound more like reggaeton records because the Dutch house records had a sort of reggae backbeat behind them. They're more like boom, cha-boom, 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 cha-boom. So Dave started slowing down these records for fun and putting little acapella bits on it. That was only like 3 years ago. And in 3 years, I feel like there's just been thousands of songs that come out that are under the umbrella of a Moombaton. And then this is me trying to do something with a little bit of a pop chord progression and little vocal stabs. And then it drops into a beat that's Moombaton, which is sort of like a kick on the one, boom, 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 in the snare on the kind of reggaeton backbeat. So boom, cha-boom, cha, boom, cha-boom, cha. And it's always got electronic elements and sampled vocals. And
I think I can hear your influence in the chord progressions or something familiar.
Yeah, I mean,
like, there's actually something that makes me think of In Your Eyes, Peter Gabriel. Is that what's rising up in the background there?
Yeah, In Your Eyes was definitely in this song somewhere. It's funny you got that.
Well, Diplo, thank you so much for talking with us and especially explaining the music. It was really fascinating.
Thank you for having me.
Diplo, his latest EP is called Express Yourself. I asked him what the next big sound will be. You can hear his answer at npr.org.
This is NPR News.